Joining us right now is Dan Ventura, Danny Ventura from the Boston Herald, the regional high school sports editor. Danny, welcome. Good to be talking with you again this week.
Likewise, my friend. How are you?
I am good. You know, my head's kind of spinning. You've got all this football playoff action, then you add volleyball, field hockey, soccer later today, all this stuff happening. How do you keep it straight?
I don't know if I do sometimes.
Okay.
You just do the best you can. I guess it's, you know, when you've done it so many years, that it's just, it's just second nature.
Exactly. Hey, so let's get to the football now. I'm looking at Division I. Generally at this time, this is the opening round. You've got the ones playing the 16s, so on paper, mismatches, right? But, you know, you got St. John's Prep in Division I, ranked number 7 versus number 10, Attleboro. So that looks like it could be a matchup. What's your take on the Prep hosting Attleboro?
I think the Prep is very dangerous. I mean, anytime you can trot out a Janelle Aguayo, you know, you got Patrick O'Fury. I mean, you got guys like that. I mean, they're dangerous. I mean, those are three game-breaking type players. And, you know, when you put them out there, if they can get any quarterback play, I think they're very dangerous in the seventh spot there.
No, exactly. Now, how about another one here? You got Everett on the road, right, at Taunton. So that's an 11 out of 6.
Right. I think, you know, obviously, I think what's really killed Everett is their schedule. I mean, you know, with all due respect, the GBL is not strong. Several of the teams in that league are not Division I, so they're not going to pick up a lot of points there. And, you know, they're in two non-league games. You know, BC High, you know, struggled 2-6, so they didn't get many points there, and they lost to Xaverian. So, you know, they're going to have to make a philosophical decision in the future. You know, do they go independent? Because if they stay as is, they're going to wind up probably winning the league every year, having a good record, but likely being a double-digit seed and having to play on the road.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it makes for a tough matchup for that home team, in Taunton in this case, but yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, because, you know, you figure you got a home game in the first round, you think you're the favorite, but I mean, I'm not so sure Taunton's the favorite in that game.
You know, the other thing too, Danny, is, considering the confines that Everett finds themselves right now in the GBL, will that program stay the way it is now forever? I mean, really?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I think that the natives are starting to get a little restless there. This is not that, John DiBiase trot out, let the team out, win a Super Bowl every year. I mean, they've gone a few years now without winning, and they're getting a little antsy.
All right, I'll stop. Oh, one more thing. Peabody in Division II, they got a home game coming up on Friday night hosting Bishop Fenwick. How do you see that one?
I mean, I think it could be potentially a dangerous game. You know, fans struggled early in the year. Then they get their running back, Nick Yantrick, back. You know, it's one of those games where if they can hang tough, you know, if they're able to run the ball, keep it away from Peabody's offense, you know, that could be a competitive game. I mean, conversely, I think if Peabody, gets out fast and it forces Fian to do things they're not accustomed to doing, you know, it could be a long night for the visitors.
All right, I've picked your brain on some of the games involving North Shore teams. What's your take on some of the other games that you're kind of watching this weekend?
Well, I think in Division I, the 8-9 matchup is very intriguing. You know, Brockton, I think, is a lot along the same lines as Everett. You know, a 7-1 team, don't think they played the toughest schedule. You know, the one non-league game they played was Franklin, and they lost by 30. So they'll go on the road and play, I think, a very solid Methuen team.
Yeah, and then you've got another 8-9 matchup with Marblehead and Whitman-Hanson, with Whitman-Hanson at Marblehead on Friday night in Division III.
Well, as a North Shore guy, I'm sure you're hoping for Marblehead to win, and I'm sure you'd love to see the number one seed in Division III win.
Oh, yeah, in Revere?
Well, no, well, Milton, because then you get Milton Marblehead in the second round.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Dembowski goes against Mr. Rudloff.
Yeah, so you have the Dembowski-Rudloff matchup, absolutely. No, you're right. I'd thought of that earlier in the week, and now and I blanked. You can't blame me for that now and then.
Oh, I'm the master at blanking, so I can relate.
Is there anything else, Danny, that for football that you want to touch on for this weekend in the opening round?
I mean, I think certainly the one thing you're hearing, you know, people are really at the higher levels, the rating system. You know, people don't understand how you're looking at, you know, the team that's probably the favorite in Division One and the team that's favored in Division Two being a four seed, being Springfield Central and Catholic Memorial. And, you know, the critics of this point system are out in full force saying that, you know, it's ridiculous. But, you know, it is what it is. Again, you know, Catholic Memorial certainly got hurt. You know, I know they played the prep and played Xaverian, but they also, you know, they also had, you know, BC High, Malvern Catholic, and Algonquin, who I believe combined may have won two or three games. So that kind of, you know, really hurt their rank, their points, which is why they wound up at four.
All right, I got to ask you about one other question. You tweeted something today about Amesbury's girls basketball coach, a new coach being hired. Can you confirm that?
It is confirmed. Scott Brown, former Senator Scott Brown, is the new girls basketball coach at Amesbury. You know, you hear a name like Scott Brown, it's like, well, it can't be that Scott Brown. But, you know, the athletic director, Glenn Guerin, confirmed it to the Herald this morning. And we're actually going to be talking to the former senator in an hour.
Sounds good. All right. Well, you're on it. And Dan, anything else to share with us, you know, as we head into this weekend?
Well, I think we're, you know, looking forward. You know, it's always a great time when you get the tournaments, and not just football, all the other, you know, volleyball, field hockey, and the two soccers. Because I do think in those sports, you really get where the rating system really works well. You know, based on what you saw last year, I thought it was, certainly was an absolute success.
You're right. And in football, there are some anomalies, if you will.
That's going to happen.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I get that. And but it is just something because of the divisions and the scheduling and so on. Yeah, it's just, I mean, it ultimately, though, I suppose the way it's set up, though, Dan, you do have the best teams eventually could likely be in the championships for sure.
Yeah, you hope that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, Danny, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely, Bill. You take care.
Yep. Okay. Danny Ventura from the Boston Herald with us here on MSONewsSports.com.